Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem 1 free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.
Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
All right, now we're good. Let's get to it. Yeah.
Vinny Bonsignore with the Las Vegas Review Journal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Welcome to Las Vegas. A player of your stature, I'm sure there were other teams that were interested in money aside and all that. What was it about the Raiders that kind of?
Just definitely before I answer your question and any other questions, I just definitely want to, from the top down, thank the owner, Mark Davis, Tom, everybody. For getting me here and just invested in me, not only as a player, but as a person and the man and everything. I'm really humbled to be here. So far, just being here today, it's a great organization, and I couldn't be more excited about getting started here and starting off this new chapter in my life, this next chapter of my NFL career, and I'm really looking forward to it. Vegas is obviously a great city, great place. There's a lot to be excited about. Coach Pierce and his energy and the things, that the team was able to do last year toward the end and during his time, taking over. There's a lot of great teammates, a lot of things to be excited about. There's one big reason to definitely want to come here, and that's number 98. He's obviously a heck of a player, and I got a lot of respect for who he is and how he operates and how he plays, and I'm excited to be his teammate and a lot of other guys as well, just even, seeing the defense and, getting to know those guys, and guys have been around here today just kind of chopping it up with them too, so I'm just really excited to be here.
Hey, Christian, it's Tashaun Reed from The Athletic. No back when you got drafted with the Dolphins in 2019, Patrick Graham was a DC.
Yeah.
Robert Lewis, staff as well. How much of that familiarity playing?
No, that's definitely good. That makes it, a transition like this easier. Just kind of having a rapport and a relationship with the coaches that are already here. So I'm excited to just come here and work with them again and work with all the other coaches and everybody else on the staff as well. So just getting familiar here and getting to know everybody and just looking forward to the building relationships with people here as well.
Christian, Q Myers from Raider Nation Radio, 920. Have you had this conversation with Max, and what do you think it's going to be like with you next to him on that?
Yeah, no, we definitely talked a little bit, and just about the possibilities and things we can do, but it's going to have to be built. It's definitely a process and a journey. It's just going to have to start with just getting to know each other better, and not just us, but again, it's going to be a team effort. It's going to take all 11 guys on defense at all times. To make this thing work and to do good things here. So definitely just, looking forward to the possibilities and just being one piece of the puzzle, no one man's bigger than the other. I'm just a small piece, and I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Christian, Case Kiefer from Las Vegas Sun, congratulations. I know you've been a productive player every step of your career, but it seems like you really took another step last year, had a career year so far in the NFL. What went right last year, and what did you do that you think you can keep building on?
Yeah, just really for me, I'm a big, process and routine-based person. I just continue to just dig, grind, and just had a will not be denied mentality, and just kept grinding as a player, and just more bank reps and things like that. You just get better as you go along, and if you have the right mindset, who knows? And I hope I'm still continuing to grow as a player. There's still a lot more room for me to grow, so I just hope I can put my best foot forward here and continue to be productive and have a lot of success in this league and for this organization.
Christian,
Paul Gutierrez from ESPN. What about your personality makes you such a good fit, just culture-wise, with this organization?
Yeah, yeah. That's a great question, because definitely just being here, definitely getting a feel for the people and everybody, and just kind of like the big thing is be yourself. And I'm such a character, such an animated, sick, twisted individual up here. And, you know, I just love the game. I love the grind. And you just feel that here. Just people who just love ball, just, you know, just love the, you know, just great energy. And, you know, like you can just kind of tell everybody's accepting of who everybody is, and everybody's just already themselves. So, and, you know, you can kind of tell that playing against the Raiders, you know, and just kind of just seeing it on TV and things like that. You know, just something's different about this place and just how the people go about it. And, you know, everyone's just, like I said, themselves. And it's just great energy here, and I'm glad I could be a part of it.
There was a discernible change in that when Antonio took over.
Yeah.
It kind of responded, it resonated with the players. I know you were, you know, tunnel vision on what was going on in Miami. But as a player, do you pick up on that? Do you see that? What the head coach has meant.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm a big fan of football and a big fan of what's going on in the league, so I'm always watching, I'm always paying attention, and you definitely pick up on stuff like that. And again, like I said, that's a big reason why, a big part, you know, why I want to be here. You know, just that energy, that stuff's important, and, you know, and just having the right mindset, having the right people to be able to build things around here the right way, and, you know, get to where you want to be.
Mentioned your character, and you kind of smiled when you were talking about, you know, just what you do and your personality.
Yeah.
When you're on the field and you're talking a little trash, do you see that your opponent getting frustrated and agitated by?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, that's a big part of my game, of course, obviously. But it's all fun. It's all just gamesmanship, if you will. But yeah, so that's just what it is. This is, I guess, who I am out there on Sundays. Just, you know, just flip that switch and get ready to go play ball. Have some fun.
What do you think having Max on the edge is just going to create for you? Maybe not as many double teams you'll see as you did in Miami, or yeah, what do you think?
Well, that's kind of left to be seen, you know. But, you know, just the possibilities, you know, there's a lot of possibilities, but like I said, we're going to have to put the work in and build a rapport. That's very important, just to get around the other guys on the defense and, you know, the other D linemen. You know, it's going to be, we're all working together in this thing. You know, the secondary guys, the linebackers, there's a lot of guys, you know, on this defense. You know, obviously Max is a big one, but that I'm excited to play with. You know, and I'm just looking, like I said, looking forward to be a part of this all.
What did you think of the defense and just the team overall when you faced them, you know, last November in Miami?
It was
a pretty hard-fought game.
Yeah, definitely. Just some dogs out there. You really just, you know, just that grind will not be denied mentality. You could just kind of feel it, and just guys just flying around, playing ball, having fun. And, you know, you can definitely just see that and feel that. Yeah.
Christian, how excited are you for the challenge of facing the quarterback like Patrick Mahomes twice a year now that you're with the Raiders, and like Justin Herbert as well, some of the guys in the division?
Yeah, no, I love that. And, you know, playing against top level talent like that, it definitely brings the best out of you as a player and, you know, as a team. And, you know, you always get up for those games. And just, you know, like you got to be on it, because, you know, those guys are very good and they can make you pay if you're not. So, you know, it's just part of competing. You know, it's just definitely going to bring the best out of you. And I'm definitely looking forward to that challenge.
Christian, Chris Matthews with the CBS affiliate here in town. I got to believe that we're all envious of your jacket.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Is that silver and black? And what was the?
Well, this whole thing, I've had it for years. Quite honestly, this actually, you know, we'll go with silver and black. You know, it's close enough. And actually, I got, you know, a little blackjack on the inside too. So very fitting being here in Vegas. So I mean, I guess it was meant to be. I've had this thing for a little while, but no better time than now to bring it out. So yeah, thanks for noticing. Good, yeah. Say that again.
Are you a card player?
Not too much. Maybe a little here and there or whatever. But I don't do too much playing cards. Maybe like, you know, at the cookout or something like that with the family. You know, play a little spades or something. But, you know, I'm not too much of a gambler or a card player or anything like that.
You talked about, you know, Antonio and what he did around here. I'm curious to compare and contrast him with Mike McDaniel, who seemed very different.
Yeah.
But it does seem like both of them are kind of encouraging of letting guys be themselves.
Absolutely. And that's what I was going to say. It's probably like the biggest thing I can see is just that, you know, like the player coach mentality, allowing guys to be themselves. You know, it's hard to be the best player you can be if you're not, you know, if you're forced to be in a box or be in a shell or try to conform to, you know, what, you know, certain people want you to be. Just be yourself. That's like, a big thing I believe in, you know, to get the best out of your players. So.
You're a former first-round pick, so you know the scrutiny that comes with that, the expectations thrust on you when you're a young guy. You have a guy on the defensive line with you here that's going through that, Tyree Wilson. How do you kind of help him?
I'm really excited to get around Tyree, truly, because, you know, just, you know, even with all this going on, I think, you know, about my journey and reflecting back on, you know, my path kind of getting here and the way it looked for me my rookie year. I didn't think I'd be in this position. I didn't think I'd be in front of you guys, you know. So I'm definitely going to make it a goal of mine to help him out as much as I can, be there for him in any way he needs me, because I know, you know, how difficult it can be, the pressures and all that other stuff, the expectations and all that. So, you know, I'm there for him in any way he needs because, you know, like I said, I went through all of that. And it was definitely a rough start for your boy, so, but I'm glad to be here. You know, I didn't get down about anything, just kept working, kept grinding. And, you know, like, I seen him in here today, and that's the first start. Just, you know, just be around, get to work, put your head down, keep grinding, and see where you end up.
As you look back on, you know, 4 years ago or 5 years ago, what was necessary for you to change that so that you are here?
Yeah, this guy's got all the questions, too. Some of y'all should hop in. You know, he's asking all the questions. But no, just the, again, that mentality of just I won't be denied, and, you know, just the desire to be great. Just, you know, I worked so hard and didn't have much results or much production early, and, you know, you just got to just grind through it, I guess. And, you know, I'm not one to speak much on myself. I really, you know, don't like to talk about all that, but, you know, there's people out there listening and watching, and, you know, when things seem rough, you don't know what's at the end. So just keep grinding, keep your head down, and, you know, you'll never know where you end up if you just keep working with passion and a great mindset and you know, just keep having that love for what you do, you never know where you end up.
You were a low-key one of the breakout stars of Hard Knocks last year.
Yeah.
Did you feel kind of the increase in your profile and kind of your popularity for people around you?
Oh, well, you know. Really, again, like, I don't pay too much attention to kind of all that stuff. But, you know, definitely there was definitely some more attention, love, recognition, things like that, which I appreciate, you know, but I just try to keep everything just focused on ball, locked in, and, you know, not really worry about all that other stuff. But, you know, I might have got a little extra, you know, might have got that 11th nugget at McDonald's or something like that. Someone being nice, hey, you're that guy, you know, something like that. But, you know, yeah.
Christian, what are your thoughts on, you know, the facility, the city of Las Vegas, you know, being in the sports mecca of the world?
Yeah, no, good question. You know, I just, you know, you said it. I can't say enough. I'm just excited to be here for so many reasons, and, you know, and just put my best foot forward here. You know, this organization too is just so storied, so historic. You know, and I'm just going to do my best to, again, just be a part of moving this organization forward. And, you know, my goal when I'm anywhere is just to leave it better than I found it. So I'm going to do what I can to try to make that happen.
Christian, Harry Ruiz with the Spanish radio broadcast for the team.
Hola.
You played at Allegiant Stadium twice already.
Buenos dias.
You played at Allegiant Stadium twice already. Raider Nation invaded South Beach last year. What do you know about Raider Nation, and how excited are you playing for them?
Yeah, no, so I will say, it's funny, someone asked me, like, after, you know, the news and everything that I was coming here, like, kind of where was my favorite place to play. And I've always said it, and it didn't click until, you know, like, they asked again, and I was like, you know, I've always loved playing here. You know, the stadium gets crazy. You know, you definitely feel Raider Nation. Raider Nation is real. Raider Nation is alive. And, you know, just it's just different here. You know, travel well, even being in Miami, you see a lot of, you know, silver and black everywhere. And you're just like, man, like, this, you know, this, you know, you definitely feel it and understand, like, the history and everything like that. So, again, I can't say enough. Just excited to be a part of it all.
There in Miami 5 years. How good is your Spanish?
You know, I know un poquito, you know, a little some. You know, I grew up around a lot of Dominicanos and stuff like that. So I know a little Spanish and stuff, you know. So, you know, just enough to mess around and navigate a little bit, but not fluent, but I know a little something, yeah.
Had some former teammates in this building in the past. Would you talk with them about the culture, about the swag, the Raider swag, what went down?
Will we talk about the culture in Spanish or just?
No, I'm just joking.
I would. And, you know, that definitely, just like, you know, talking to some of the guys that have been here before, just that, you know, just even in conversation years ago, before I even knew this was going to be a possibility for me, you know, you just kind of hear the great things that guys were saying and just about the fan base, the Raider Nation, the organization, all that stuff. You know, I'm just like, oh, that's cool. That's what's up. I'm glad, you know, you get to experience that. And, you know, when this became an option for me, you know, that stuff kind of resonated. And, you know, you kind of recall that stuff that guys were saying and how guys felt about being here. So you're like, okay, yeah, like, that's definitely a place I can see myself and want to be a part of.
You said you play with a sick, twisted energy or whatever you said.
Yeah, damn, I did say that, huh? Yeah.
Where did that come from? Was that the first time you stepped on a field as a young kid to take growing into your, coming into your own? Or?
Yeah, I would kind of say just like growing up, that's kind of just, you know, just how I played, just had to compete. You know, I got a big family, 8 brothers and sisters, and, you know, you just had to find something about you, you know, just to be heard and just to be felt. I don't know, that's always just been a way I can compete it, and just always makes the game more fun, so.
Christian, can you talk a little bit about...
I'm sorry he had one, but...
You probably heard about Max's work ethic.
Absolutely.
Just how relentless he is, and he's doing all that to be the best. You kind of match his work ethic. What's your background?
Again, we'll see. I've always kind of said, too, just like, you know, Max is one of two of my favorite players in the league just because he does things the right way. Just that work ethic, that grind, and just how he... You know, he does everything the right way, you know what I mean? And, you know, plays hard, all that. Not obviously a great talent, but that motor is just like, you know, something to respect so much. But, you know, I try to do things like that too. I try to be an inspiration for not just kids out there, other football players, but anyone in any of their professions, just to do things the right way, do it with passion, play it at a high level, and just play with energy and, you know, and have passion with what you do behind it, you know? So. Even y'all, as you're typing into your, you know, your computers, do it. You better type that, you know, with so much passion and drive and, you know, to be the best. And that's kind of my mindset is just, you know, I just want to be good at what I do. I want to be great at what I do. Just be my best, you know, and whatever that means for me, you know, I can live with the results. You know, I can be happy knowing I put my all into this. So that's what I try to do every day.
One of your two favorite.
My chubby little brother up there in New York, Dexter Lawrence. So yeah, yeah.
How about that car ride in, huh?
Is this the weather you expected in Las Vegas?
Oh yeah, chilly Las Vegas. Happy to be here. You know, it's always nice and pleasant inside, which is you know, something we're looking forward to. But yeah.
Your expectations, you know, for yourself, especially.
Yeah. Man, I always have kind of two goals for myself everywhere I go, is to get better and have fun. So I look forward to getting here, working really hard, and to enjoy it, and to enjoy being around these people. Seems like there's such a great energy in this building. All the guys are super into it, and just look forward to being a part of it.
There's a certain way about the Raiders. Do you feel like that way is kind of your way?
I think so, man. I love, you know, one of the first things I saw coming in here is be you. You know, be yourself, and to have the confidence to do that, I think it's huge, man. I think when you have that confidence, you can play a lot better and have a lot more fun.
Gardner, Q Myers from Raider Nation Radio 920. Someone's going to ask you, so have you had the little ass boy conversation with Max yet?
Yeah, sure enough. Saw him. He's a big ass boy is what he is. Yeah, dang. But nah, man, it's awesome. You know, those are guys, you know, not as much fun to play against, but if they're on your team, absolutely love it, man. Excited to be with him. Christian, some of the best, you know, shit talkers I've been around in the NFL. To have him on our side, to practice against him every day, it's just going to make me better. I'm super excited about it.
You had a pretty good response in the mic, though, too. How long did it take you to come over that?
Oh, nah, I mean, I was just talking on the bench, you know, I guess. Nah.
You said they encourage you to be you here. Have you ever not been you? It feels like you've always just been you.
I think that's something you kind of figure out along the way, you know, kind of growing that confidence. And I think certain people that you're around can help bring that out of you. And it seems like that's a culture here that's well established and excited to be a part of it.
Hey, Gardner, to Shari from the Athletic. You've played with a bunch of different systems already in your career. Does that make it easier for you when you're kind of starting a little bit into?
Yeah, I think you kind of have to learn how to learn, you know, learn which ways you pick it up best. I think at this point in my career, bounced around in college, bounced around a little bit in the NFL. So I feel very confident in the ability to learn offense, pick it up. And that's one of the things I'm really excited to just dive into.
What was it about the situation that, I guess the quarterback room situation here is fairly unsettled. Like, what was it when you saw this situation that made you want to kind of be a part of it?
Yeah, no, I'm always looking for opportunities to compete, man, and this is a great one here. Excited to get in and compete with a team that I feel like has a chance to be really good. You know, played them at the end of the year last year, felt some of that momentum, some of that energy that was building. And anytime you have a chance to compete and win, that's all you can really look forward to.
Gardner, Paul Gutierrez here from ESPN. Has anybody brought up the fact yet that not only are you 2-0 against the Raiders in your career, but you also closed out Oakland?
Oh, sure enough. I haven't forgot it, you know, that's for sure. And I had a couple people talk about it. One of the coolest games of my life, last game at Oakland Coliseum, putting a lot of sad faces on the home fans there. But, yeah.
Remember about that day, just that vibe, that atmosphere, that feeling.
Oh, it was unbelievable how it went from here to touchdown with 30 seconds left to here, and everybody's mad at John Gruden now. You know, but no, it was amazing, man. Such, you feel the passion of the fan base, you know, people that really care about it. You feel the tradition, and that's something I'm excited to be on the other side of now.
Can you talk a little bit about Team Spanish broadcast? When you played the Raiders in Week 17 last year, you're studying the defense. Now that you're here, you're looking at the offense. What do you see on the weapons that you're going to have at your disposal?
Yeah, no, I got some dudes here, man. Got receivers, already meeting some guys in there. Offensive line looks good. Like, excited just to get to work. I think we all just got to get on the same page. That's kind of the name of the game. I got a new offense to learn, but excited to get in there and put these guys in the best position to succeed.
Gardner, what would you say is your style of leadership at quarterback?
I just try to bring it every day. I try to set the tone with how I work, you know, and set the tone with the energy that I bring. I think that's the way you got to lead. You got to lead from the front. And I wouldn't ask anybody to do anything I wouldn't be willing to do myself.
You feel like the Raiders are getting you at the peak, the real prime of your career now at 27?
Yeah, I think, you know, everything's starting to line up. You know, you add the experience on top of the, you know, the physical maturity and everything. So I'm just so excited to be able to use that experience here and hopefully help us win some games.
You know, they got Aiden here who played a lot of games last year. There's like speculation they could move up in the draft. Did you discuss that at all with the team? Was that outlined at all, like what the plan is going to be for your 2 years here? And yeah,
it's going to be competitive. That's a, you know, I think they're going to try to put together the best quarterback room they can. There's no promises being made. I don't want any guarantees. I just want a chance, you know, and I'm excited for the chance I have here.
How would you describe your opportunity last year when it looked like the rookie Anthony Richardson was going to be the guy and then he went down early and you had to carry the load the rest of the season and you were able to adjust and handle it?
Yeah, no, it's crazy just the different, you know, ways you got to get in, and obviously don't want it to ever happen like that. But at the end of the day, grateful for every opportunity you get in this league. They're not easy to come by. So, man, I was able to get in there. Have a little stretch of starting. It was a great experience for me. I feel like just being that guy for that much time consecutively. Look forward to just using that experience here.
Gardner, when you look over your shoulder and you see that, those two logos, the shields right there with the Raiders, and do you kind of see yourself fitting in that kind of a mold of being a Raider, or that, you know, just the mystique? You talked about the culture and what it is.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I think that's, like you said, the mystique. I think that's something that everybody around the league has seen and felt. You know, from growing up watching ball to playing against them in the league, it's a real thing. It's a tangible thing. You get in the building and you feel it. And I think it fires me up inside just to, you know what this team's about and understand that what I could bring to it.
You had any conversations with Devontae?
Not yet. That's going to be one of the first calls, man. We got to get same page club, you know. So it's going to be great.
Are you a Vegas guy? Like, have you spent much time here?
I've been here like a couple times. I'm not like a crazy going out kind of fella, but no, it's awesome. You got everything, you know, anything your heart desires here, I guess. Heart and then some, but yeah.
I know it seems like everyone's knows what happened with you and Max, and has already asked you about it, talked about it, but it's like you alluded to maybe a run-in with Christian Wilkins too at some point. What was behind that, and have you had a chance to talk?
Yeah. He's just like, he's always talking, you know. Played against him, practiced against him, joint practices, you know. You hear him a lot. You know, it can be a lot, you know. But I've also heard from everybody that's played with him, he's like the best teammate that you could have, you know. So another one of those guys, you know, a little annoying to play against, but great to have on your team. And will definitely make me a better shit talker being against him too.
Neil? Is it going to be the van again this offseason, or?
I have a van, also have a house. Crazy, I know. But yeah, I'm going to get the van out of here probably.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.